Chapter number 16, heading is Vengeance and Revenge Become Unbearable. Questioner: Let us say that a relationship based on deep abhorrence, dvesha, and vengeance, where has occurred. If we do not do any pratikraman, will we not have to meet the other person sooner or later to settle the account? Dadashri: It has nothing to do with the other person. He does not have to settle anything. You will remain bound. Page 61. Questioner then asks, But aren't we supposed to settle the account? Dadashri: The fact that it has occurred means that you have become bound. And so you should and must do pratikraman. Everything heals with pratikraman, which is why you have been given this great weapon, this great spiritual weapon of pratikraman. Questioner: When we do pratikraman, we get rid of our bitter feelings of enmity and revenge, vera. But what about the other person? What if he still feels animosity towards us? Dadashri: What did it matter to Lord Mahavir when those around him felt so much attachment, raga, towards him? Some even hated him. Dvesh: Nothing affects the vitarag, the one who is beyond attachment and abhorrence. A vitarag goes around without putting oil on his body. Nothing of the world will stick to them. They will not be affected by them. Others, on the other hand, spread oil over their body before going outside, and as a result, they become covered with the dirt and the dust of the world. Questioner: There is animosity between myself and another person. There has been a lot of attachment, rag, and consequent abhorrence, dvesh, between us. When I have managed to get rid of my animosity and negativity, the other person still continues to harbor deep vengeance and a sense of revenge. Does this mean that in my next life, he will come to settle the account? After all, he is the one who is perpetuating the abhorrence, the dvesh. Dadashri: With pratikraman, his animosity towards you will lessen. With each pratikraman, a layer of karma is shed. Karma comes in layers, as do onions. You will have to do as many pratikramans as the number of layers you have caused in your past life. Do you understand? Questioner replies, What should we do when, while doing pratikraman, atikraman occurs simultaneously? When, while doing pratikraman, aggression is happening simultaneously? On page 62, Dadashri replies, Do your pratikraman later. When you attempt to extinguish a fire that was ignited by a firecracker, and in the process another firecracker is suddenly set off, you would have to jump aside and wait before making another attempt and to put out the fire. These fireworks of life will keep exploding. Such is the nature of this worldly life. If someone were to insult me and do wrong by me, I would still help him and give him protection. A man once challenged me, so I told everyone around that they should not have a single negative thought towards him, and if they did, they should do pratikraman, because in reality, he was a good man who was being controlled by his internal enemies, his kashais. If he were under the control of the self, he would never have spoken the way he did. A person who succumbs to his internal enemies must be forgiven, for he does not have the support of the self as capital. When someone becomes the victim of the internal enemies and becomes angry, you must remain calm or else everything will be ruined. To be controlled by internal enemies is to be swayed by the effects of the karma of your past life. Everything unfolds according to the effects of past karma.